نعم. ومن رحم نعم. So he continues by saying ومن غفر غفر الله له ومن سامح سامحه. And whoever forgives others, Allah forgives him. You know, if somebody has wronged you and you forgive him, Allah also will forgive you. So those who wronged us, those who wrong us and our families, Allah forgive them. Allah سامح. خلاص, we don't want anything from them. We don't want anything from them. Allah سامح, because we want Allah to forgive us. We want Allah to shower His mercy over us. ومن حاقق حاققه الله. And whoever حاقق, he wants his affair. He always wants to go back, you know. He wants his subhanAllah. He doesn't leave the affair. He wants to continue and continue. And he wants to also bring about wrong. And he wants to continue and continue. You find some shabab like that. And your brother advised, and he wants to continue refuting and reply and continue and continue upon batil. Ya akhi, ta'allam deenak ya akhi. Learn your deen. Use your time well. The Prophet said, ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas. Two blessings people waste. As-sihhatu wal-faragh. Good health and free time. Use your free time, ya akhi. 3 o'clock in the morning and you're writing. That's the best thing you can do at that time. Ya akhi, do your prayer at that time. Make istighfar. وهم بالأسحار يستغفرون. Be from those. 3 o'clock in the morning. You can see in the email. 3 o'clock in the morning, the person is writing rudud. Rudud upon who? Upon ulama, and speaking ill on ulama. اتق الله يا أخي. We have some rudud. Rudud upon أهل البدع. That's a good thing. ومن رفق بعباده رفقه به رفق الله به. And whoever has rifq with his slaves, Allah will have rifq for him with him. وَمَنْ رَحِمَ خَلْقَهُ رَحِمَهُ. And whoever has mercy of his creation, whoever has mercy upon others, Allah will have mercy on him. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَيْهِ. And whoever is good to others, Allah will be good to him. وَمَنْ جَادَ عَلَيْهِمْ جَادَ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever is righteous, you know, jad from jawad, generous. He's generous to others, Allah will be generous to him. Like the person, he always invites people to his house, he feeds them, he smiles. ابتسام في وجه أخيك صدقة. Smile in your face, brother's face is charity. Smile, يا أخي. It's a good thing. صدقة, يا أخي. Helping your brother on his transport, صدقة. Aiding him. Helping your family, your mother, your father in the house, your wife, your children, صدقة. With the incorrect intention, you'll be rewarded. فمن أحسن ومن أحسن إليهم أحسن إليه. So be good to the people. Wallahi, we are in need of good deeds. وَمَنْ جَادَ عَلَيْهِمْ جَادَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ نَفَعَهُمْ نَفَعَهُ. And whoever benefits others, Allah will benefit him. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْضَلَ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best people are those who are beneficial to others. In fact, you find someone is dry, يا أخي. Never invited anyone to his house. Always dry, يعني, not even a good companion to be around. Dry, nashif. Is this how Rasulullah said? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was not like that. Welcoming, benefiting others, kind. Somebody came far away, you offer him a place to stay. Subhanallah, kind to the people, generous, feeding the people. ومن سترهم ستره. And whoever satar, يعني conceals the faults, Allah will conceal his faults. يعني those faults that are between him and Allah, not the innovations are open. وَمَنْ صَفَحَ عَنْهُمْ صَفَحَ عَنْهُ. And whoever, يعني is forgiven, خلاص. عَفَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا سَلَفْ. Whatever happened, خلاص, leave it to the past. Just leave it. May Allah forgive us both. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise will treat him like that. وَمَنْ تَتَبَّعَ عَوْرَتَهُمْ تتبع عورته. And whoever follows the faults of the people, يعني those عورات which were between him and Allah, that fault that he has done. For example, the person, he has a sin between him and Allah, he doesn't call to it, he has this error. You go and advise him. This is better than concealing his fault to others. Oh, you know what, he does this. Unless you are warning from that person, يعني, and that fault is open and apparent. وَمَنْ هَتَكَهُمْ هَتَكَهُ وَفَضَّحَهُ. And whoever tries to remove the honor of that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise will يعني فضحه الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى likewise will openly show what this man is upon. ومن منعهم خيره منعه خيره. And whoever withholds good that he has from giving it to others, Allah will withhold that good that he has and giving it to you. ومن شاق الله شاق الله عليه. ومن مكر مكر به. ومن خادع خادعه. ومن عامل خلقه بصفة عامله الله تعالى بتلك الصفة بعينها في الدنيا والآخرة. So all of those traits, whoever has those bad traits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat him just as he treated others. وَمَكَرُوا مَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ الْخَيْرُ الْمَكَرِينَ. Whoever tries to deceive, Allah likewise will treat him like that. Because you'll find some people, they're deceivers. And they're the dangerous ones, Allah. Because the one who's clearly in front of you, he's clearly upon innovation, or he's clearly not Muslim. He's clear, khalas, he's not Muslim. But the one who's subtly a deceiver, the Rasul ﷺ started with him first. The Rasul ﷺ started, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين. There will not seem to be upon my ummah a group clearly upon the truth. لا يضرهم من خذلهم. Look, he started with them first. They will not be harmed by the deceivers. ولا من خالفهم. Not by the opposers. حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. Until the command of Allah comes and they are upon that. So deceivers, they will harm you more. They will say with your ulama, they will quote the same ulama. But in the end, he's only deceiving you. He only wants to catch you, and then in the end, he'll deceive you. نسأل الله السلامة. ومن عامل خلقه بصفة عامله الله تعالى بتلك الصفة بعينها في الدنيا والآخرة. See the difference between you treating others with that attribute, whether it's good or bad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat you with that sifa in this life and the hereafter. So you will be twofold losing if you have a bad trait and you treat others with that bad trait. Rather, you should say, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma kama ahsanta khalqi fahsun khuluqi. And as for the looking in the mirror, the hadith is da'if, but in general, the hadith is allowed to, the dua is allowed to say in general, but not when you look in the mirror. Allahumma kama ahsanta khalqi fahsun khuluqi. Just as you have improved my, made my khalq, my khilqa, my creation perfect, then improve my manners. And improve my manners. Now, going back to Shaykh Rabi' Hafidullah, after we read that section from Ibn al-Qayyim, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidullah, and that was important because the issue of kamatuddin tudan and treating others, we have to be better. We have to train ourselves, Allah, and we need Ramadan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us this Ramadan, that we reach Ramadan, and that Allah forgives us in that blessed month of Ramadan with the Qiyam, blesses us with the Qiyam and the Siyam, seeking to rectify our character and rectify ourselves to be better callers and better actors, yani doers of this deen. فَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ اتِّبَاعِ الْهَوَى. وَاللَّهِ, we seek refuge from following desires, we don't want that. ولهذا سمى أهل السنة أهل البدع بأهل الأهواء لأنهم خالفوا دين الله واتبعوا أهواءهم. وهؤلاء مثل الخوارج والروافد والمعتزلة والجهمية والمرجئة والصوفية الحلولية أو أهل وحدة الوجود أو عباد القبور أو ما شاكل ذلك. كل هذه بدع وضلالات مخالفة لنصوص الكتاب والسنة ومخالفة لأصول السنة وقواعدها. So they are the misguided groups, he says, those who fall into desires like the khawarij, those who call Muslims kuffar, and those who go out against the rulers with their tongues and their swords. وَالرَّوَافِدْ, those who call the Sahaba, all of them, they say that they have يعني became kuffar, they became murtad, يعني they left the deen after being upon Islam, and except the Ahl Bayt, they say. وَالْمُعْتَزِلَ, the Aqlaniyun, the so-called intellectualists, those who don't accept a hadith or ayah unless it corresponds with their intellect. If they don't understand it, they will reject it, like Hassan al-Turabi, who rejected the hadith of the Dhubaba, يعني الذباب, the fly, if it falls into the water. Then he said the Rasulullah said that one of its wings is a disease and the other is a cure. He said, I would not accept this hadith unless the doctors agree to it. والمعتزلة والجهمية, the Jahmiyya, those who negate Allah's names and attributes. والمرجئة, those who delay actions from being part of Iman. They say Iman is only in the heart. or iman is only in the heart and the tongue. Actions have nothing to do with iman, because irja in the Arabic language means to delay, ta'khir. Irja means ta'khir, to akhir al-amal. Naam. And the clear refutation of that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Udkhulul jannata bima kuntum ta'malun." Enter paradise is what you used to do. So actions are from iman. Allah yahdik. And the naam, and the Sufiya, the Hululiya, they are known, the Sufis, the people of Wahdat al-Wujud, who say that Allah is in creation and the creation is in Allah. Like Ibn Arabi. Ibn Arabi, he said, "And what is the golden calf that was taken, that was worshipped by Bani Israel?" He said, "What is that except Allah?" Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's Ibn Arabi. And so Nuha bin Kala defends him in his book, Reliance of the Traveler. He defends him in his footnotes. And then he speaks ill of Ibn Taymiyyah. Look. Amlahum kulq. Ya'ni, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran. Do they have a book which they study? Yani, where did they get this, all this foolishness from? Yani, ajib. Naam. Then he continues and says, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah continues and says, "Kullu hadihi bid'a wa dalalat." All of this are considered to be innovations and misguidance. مُخَالِفَةٌ لِنُصُوصِ الْكِتَابِ وَسُنَّةِ, opposing the text of the book and the sunnah. مُخَالِفَةٌ لِأُصُولِ السُنَّةِ وَقَوَاعِدِهَا, and opposing the usul, the fundamentals of the sunnah and its principles. أولها, the first of it is الإيمان بالقدر. فَالَّذِي لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِالْقَدْرِ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ. So the one who doesn't believe in qadr, he's not from أهل السنة. هَذَا تَرَكَ خَصْلَةً عَظِيمَةً وَأَصْلًا عَظِيمًا مِنْ أُصُولِ السُنَّةِ, because he has left a great part from the fundamentals of this of the sunnah, and the sunnah, the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah. Al-Imanu bil Qadr, to believe in the predestination, is a pillar from the pillars of iman, and the proof of that is where Allah said, wa kullu shay'in ahsaynahu fi imamin mubin, wa kullu shay'in ahsaynahu fi imamin mubin, fa kullu hadithin yahduthu wa kullu 'aynin qad 'alimahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في لوح قد وكل عين قد علمه الله سبحانه وتعالى في اللوح المحفوظ. So everything what happens, it is in the لوح المحفوظ. Allah told the pen to write 50,000 years before creation. Said to write, he said, "What should I write?" He said, "Write everything that's going to happen." That is in the لوح المحفوظ. وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. And in the other verse, "Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadr." Everything we have created with according to a pre-decree. In Surah Al-Qamar, verse 49. وَجِبْرِيلَ أَرْسَلَهُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِيُقَرِّرْ فِي هَذِهِ اللِّقَاءِ وَصُولِ الدِّينِ وَأَرْكَانِهِ الَّتِي يُبْنَى عَلَيْهَا وَيُشَادُ عَلَيْهَا. سَأَلَهُ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَقَالَ الْإِسْلَامُ أَنْ تَشْهَدَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا. Jibril alayhi salam, when he came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam with adab, look, with adab, with manners and etiquette. How did he come with adab? Five adab. Shaykh Ubaid says five adab he came. Five adab. And it's mentioned in the beginning of the hadith. فَأَسْنَدَ رُكُ فَجَلَسَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. First adab. He sat down in the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَجَلَسَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَضَعَ كَفَّيْ عَلَى فَخِذَيْهِ. The adab of sitting in front of the alim. Because innama al-ilm bi-talaqi. This is how the ilm is, bi-talaqi. If you take your alim as the book, you'll make many mistakes. That's why ilm, subhanAllah, if you take your ilm from the book, you make many mistakes. That's why ilm bi-talaqi. Jibreel showed us how to do that. Sit down and take from the alim. And Rasulullah ﷺ, he was the teacher at the time. Because he said, yeah, that was Jibreel who came to teach you religion, but doesn't mean he's a teacher. He's got the reward for that. Yani, as Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, he was the reason for the teaching to be done, that's why he called him the teacher. But the real teacher was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the real teacher. So innama al-ilm bitalaqi. And Ibn Sirin rahimahullah says this ilm is deen. So be careful whom you take it from. And Sheikh Saif Ozan says, before you enter the arena, you have to be prepared. If you're just with your brothers, you're reading, ma fi mushkila. Like, you enter the arena in da'wah, you be prepared. Usul al-Sunnah, if you read it with the alim, go through it. If you understood it, he give you tazkiyah to teach it, go through it. And start with the tadarruj. with أصول ثلاثة and كشف الشبهة يعني كشف after كتاب التوحيد and قواعد الأربعة with أصول ثلاثة and عمدة الأحكام بلوغ المرام 40 حديث start with تدرج يعني from the amazing things as محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله would use that, those kind of that terminology من أعجب العجاب ها أصول ستة ها من أعجب العجاب you remember أصول ستة من أعجب العجاب is that we saw on the internet somebody is teaching فتح الباري والله من أعجب العجاب يعني maybe 16 17 volumes فتح الباري ما شاء الله and this is in America نعم ما شاء الله أهل أمريكا they have reached that level now they can learn فتح الباري صلى الله سلامة even in Medina the مشايخ in Mecca where there are mashallah many lessons you don't find the alim teaching فتح الباري you don't find and this is know that this is from somebody who's not a murabbi he's teaching the big books and he teaches something that the ulama don't actually teach and Sheikh Ubaid always used to tell us even the durus go to those durus that you find the book of the salaf is being taught so that you benefit from the book of the salaf you benefit from يعني 1,000 years ago 1,200 years ago what the Salaf was saying because they are ibarat with little with great meaning nowadays we have lots of ibarat with little meaning so go back to the Salaf time and get acquainted with those books in Aqeedah painstakingly going through those books of Aqeedah reading it to the Alim and going through it until you understand every single ibarah and you understand where the Siyaq is going and Makam just يعني, enter the arena you don't know تلخبط طيح على راسك You'll fall on your head. نسأل الله السلامة. ولكن رحم الله من علم قدر نفسه. شيخ ربيع عبد الله says, after he mentioned hadith of Jibreel, why did he mention hadith of Jibreel? Because in there is the proof of qadr. And there's a fa'idah here, wallah. One beautiful fa'idah. The fa'idah is, the Rasulullah SAW said, when he was asked, ما الإسلام? Rasulullah SAW said, He replied, "Al-Islam, an tashhad an la ilaha illallah, huh? Wa an tuqim al-salah, wa tu'ti al-zakah, wa tasum Ramadan, wa tahujj al-baita liman istata' ilayhi sabila." When he was asked about iman, "Wa ma al-iman?" قال الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله ورسله وكتبه, huh? ويوم الآخر. And then when he came to والملائكة sorry I missed the ملائكة أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر when he came to قدر he didn't say والقدر what did he say does anyone have حفظ of the hadith huh? وتؤمن he repeated it why one of the scholars in Medina said because it shows you the importance of قدر الله وتؤمن بالقدر خير وشر he repeated وتؤمن in the beginning he said أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته And then he added it as well and تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره and that you believe in the قدر good and it's bad. And somebody may say that's a beautiful فائدة somebody may say what about the verse in the Quran in سورة البقرة at the end كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر لا نفرق بينه here in this verse كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله هي doesn't mention قدر the علماء they mention no it does mention قدر because the belief in Allah necessitates that you believe in his علم and you believe that in his pre-decree الله أكبر so أن تؤمن بالله in it is belief in القدر بارك الله فيك فالأركان الخمسة غير القدر مذكورة so the pillars of the five pillars of Islam of قدر huh? غير القدر مذكورة القدر مذكور في آيات كما سبق وقد تسرد أصول الإيمان في عدد من الآيات as we mentioned that فيساق أحيانا القدر في نصوص مستقلة so قدر could be mentioned in a نصوص in some texts which are يعني on their own and sometimes it is mentioned with other pillars وتسرد هذه الأصول في سياق واحد وكلها دل عليها كتاب الله وسنة الرسول all of it you find in the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث جبريل هذا وكما في حديث عبد الله بن مسعود وسط حديث عبد الله بن مسعود was the hadith of Abdullah Masud? Sadiq al-Masduq. Huh? Haddathana Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wa huwa Sadiq al-Masduq. Why did he say Sadiq al-Masduq? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam haddathana. Huh? He mentioned to us, and he is Sadiq al-Masduq. Ulama, they mentioned, because he's going to speak about the ghaybiyat. And Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, Sadiqun inda Allah, Masduqun inda Nas. He's truthful, huh? From Allah. Sadiqun inda Allah, Masduqun inda Nas. The people trust him as well. Allahu Akbar. Al-Amin, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sadiq al-Masduq. Inna ahadakum yujma'u khalquhu fi batni ummihi 40 yawmin nutfah. ثم يكون علقة مثل ذلك ثم يكون مضغة مثل ذلك ثم يرسل إليه ملك فيؤمر بكتب أربع كلمات بكتب رزقه وأجله وعمله وشقي أو سعيد فيؤمر أن ينفخ فيه الروح. The first thing he's ordered to is to blow the spirit in him, and then after that يؤمر بكتب أربع كلمات is ordered to write four things. The angel, subhanAllah, in the rahim of the womb of the woman, he writes down four things. His ajal, his lifespan, when is he going to die, whatever. His amal, his actions. His rizq, bikatbi rizqihi wa amalihi wa ajalihi. His rizq, his provisions, what's going to be written for him. And shaqiyun aw sa'id, whether he's going to be happy or sad, yani at the point of death. As for normal lives, we're all sometimes happy, sometimes sad. But at the point of death, this is whether you're going to be happy or sad is written for you already. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gives us thabat at the point of death to say La ilaha illallah and sincerely from our hearts. ربما تأتي لمحة لمحة أخرى عن القدر نذكر في ذلك الأدلة إن شاء الله. Anyway, that hadith of al-Qadr, which we mentioned, hadith of Mas'ud, the reason why the ulama mention it is because in it is mentioned about the qadr of al-ajal, what's going to happen to you, and the risk, and the kitaba is mentioned there, the kitaba. So that is why they mention it as a proof to say al-qadr. And there are other narrations which also are proof to say, to prove you that qadr is a pillar. Hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, bunya al-islamu ala khams, shahadati la ilaha illallah, wa iqami salah, wa ita'i zakah. No, that's five pillars. Now the hadith of نعم المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير احرص على ما ينفعك احرص على ما ينفعك. Look how beautiful that word, those statements are from Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. Concern yourself with that which is going to benefit you. احرص على ما ينفعك ولا تعجز. And don't يعني feel deficient that you can't do something. ولا تعجز. I mean, I can't do it. لا, you can إن شاء الله. ولا تعجز ولا تقل لو أني فعلت كذا لكان كذا وكذا ولكن قل قدر الله ما شاء فعل. And don't say لو, if only I did this, this would have happened, or such and such would have happened. Why? What you should say is قدر الله ما شاء فعل, whatever Allah willed, قدر الله. This is why they mentioned this hadith as proof to say قدر is from the deen. قدر الله ما شاء فعل, whatever he wills a curse. And the last part of it is فإن اللو يفتحوا بابا للشيطان, because low opens the door to shaitan to say if this, if only I did this. من أصول التي من ترك منها خصلة الإيمان بالقدر خير وشر. فعلى المؤمن أن يؤمن بأن القدر كله, بأن القدر كله خيره وشره من الله. So all of it is from Allah. وقد تكلم الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية في الواسطية وغيرها من عن القدر وأنه درجات. Do you want to continue, إخوة? Do you have the قوة until صلاة العشاء? If you have the قوة, we continue. I came all the way from Middlesbrough today, just before I entered here, but we have still energy, الحمد لله, to carry on. فالدرجة الأولى علم الله. The first درجة, the first level is the knowledge of Allah. The first level of Al-Qadr. You must believe Qadr in detail. In its, first of all, you believe in the knowledge of Allah, which is Muhit. It is vast. The knowledge of Allah is vast and also comprehensive, encompassing. Allah's knowledge encompasses everything. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. Allah is the first and the last and the highest and the nearest. So he's the first, no one before Allah. He's the last, no one after Allah. And he is the highest, no one above Allah. And he's the nearest, no one nearer to you than Allah by his knowledge. As Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah said, when he was asked, when he was quoted to him a verse, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, and he's with you wherever you are. قَالَ Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, who died 161 Hijriya, 161 Hijriya, he said, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ بِعِلْمِهِ, he's with you with his knowledge. Because Allah is above the arsh, but his knowledge encompasses everything. He knows what you're doing. As Ibn Abi Zayd said, وَهُوَ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ بِذَاتِهِ وَهُوَ فِي كُلِّ مَكَانْ بِعِلْمِهِ بِعِلْمِهِ, he's above the arsh by himself, by his essence, and he's everywhere in terms of his knowledge. His knowledge encompasses everything. As for Allah, it's not everywhere. We don't say Allah is everywhere. عِلْمُ اللَّهِ الْمُحِيطِ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمُ اللَّهِ بِعِلْمِهِ الْقَدِيمِ عِلْمُ اللَّهِ بِعِلْمِهِ الْقَدِيمِ الْأَزَلِي كل شيء من مخلوقاته صغيرة وكبيرة دقيقه وجليلة. All of it Allah's knowledge encompasses. The great affairs, the secret affairs, the small affairs, all of it Allah's knowledge encompasses, because his knowledge is azali. He's always had that knowledge, because it's the first and last. So he's always had that knowledge. It's not something which is just came afterwards. His knowledge encompasses all of it, everything. ثم سجل ذلك في كتاب محفوظ, and then he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recorded that, what is going to happen, in the lawh al-mahfuz, in the preserved tablets. As the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, قدر الله مقادير كل شيء قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة. We mentioned that hadith, Sahih Muslim, كتاب القدر, 50,000 years before creation, Allah predecreed everything. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام, أول ما خلق الله القلم فقال له اكتب قال وما اكتب قال اكتب ما يكون وما هو كائن الى يوم القيامه. Right, everything that's going to happen until the day of judgment. The hadith is in Sunan Abi Dawood. And Sheikh Al-Bani rahimahullah says sahih, and this is Sunan silsilah sahiha. فكتب الله تبارك وتعالى فكتب الله تبارك وتعالى كل المعلومات. So Allah wrote down everything that's going to happen. التي علمها بعلمه الشامل. The knowledge of it is in His knowledge, which is comprehensive. المحيط, which is vast. في لوح المحفوظ. وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو. And with Him is the key to the unseen. No one knows it but Him. So Rasulullah SAW does not know the غيب. The Anbiya don't know the غيب. The Malaika don't know the غيب. وعنده مفاتيح الغيب. Only Allah has that, the key to the غيب. لا يعلمها إلا هو. So how is it some of these Sufis, they say that, يعني they sheikhs, they have the غيب or the knowledge of the unseen, and they have some sort of another type of knowledge other than revelation. Because Khidr, he came with another type of knowledge other than no, that was revelation. Allah Hidik. Khidr, what Khidr عليه السلام was given was revelation. Just as Musa was given, just as Rasulullah SAW was given revelation, Khidr was given revelation as well. But they try to say that, no, Khidr is like the current day Sufi awliya. So therefore, we have to be like that. We have to follow that type of knowledge. And a lot of them are liars. They say, in my dream, Rasulullah SAW came to me and he told me to do such and such. Ishada. Rasulullah SAW came to you and told you to do such and such. And as يعني one of the mashayikh, he went to Sudan, and we read this nice risala regarding some of the mashayikh who visited Sudan. And in those days, and Sheikh Muhammad Banna used to tell us about stories as well of going to Sudan, and going to Sheikh Muhammad Banna went to Sudan once with Muhammad Aman al-Jami rahimahullah and other mashayikh. They went to give da'wah, and يعني from the stories that you hear, يعني from the scholars, is that some of these shayateen, these Sufi so-called awliya, na'am, awliya of shaytan, not awliya of ar-Rahman, they say that when prayer time came, after the discussion, when prayer time came, yani, the sheikh said, we're going to pray. He says, no, I'm going to pray in the haram. I'm going to pray in the haram. Yani, he's in Sudan, he's going all the way to the haram. Madri kef. So how is he going to the haram? Yani, with buraq. Quick, flying horse, huh? MashaAllah. That's how he's going to go to pray. you find him najis, dirty and not clean, he's going to go to the haram and pray and come back in split second. Nasallahu salama. So this is when the salah time comes, you find them not even doing salah with the people because they claim that they're going to do salah in the haram and come back because they want the 100,000. وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر. Wallahi, some of them, and this is something Sheikh Salih Sahimi said. Sheikh Salih Sahimi said many years ago, even in Medina, we were young, going to the masjid. We used to remember even some of the Sufis there, that the people used to go to next to the grave of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They used to go to these so-called Sufi sheikhs, what do they want from him? Sheikh Salih Sahimi said this in the Haram, ya akhwan, in the Haram of Medina, and he's mentioning this about what these people are doing and what they did then over 50 years ago. He said in the Haram they used to go to this so-called Sufi sheikh to remove some affliction that they have, alaykum salam to Allah. And what they would do, they would go to him and he would spit in the water and they had to drink the water. Nasallahu salama. Allah ayin ya akhi, ish hada. He spit in the water, they have drink the water for him to be protected or for him to get some gain. And some of them, they go even worse than that, alaykum salam, they go further than that. Some of them, they take hair from under their armpit, yani as barakah for the people, and worse than that, and I can't even mention it in this majlis. Nasallahu salama. وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو. And they say Rasulullah ﷺ knows the ghaib. Rasulullah ﷺ himself on the shafa'ah is going to make sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only after the idn of Allah will his head be raised. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Allah knows what is on the earth and what is on the sea. He knows what's going on. Allah knows what's happening. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ. Even the leaf that falls, whether it is dry or whether it is a moist leaf, Allah knows it. Subhanallah. إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض. Even a seed in the depth darkness of the earth, Allah knows it. ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. سبحان الله. And we mentioned that verse, يا بني إنها إن تكن مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير. فالله عليم بكل شيء. He says Allah knows everything. ودون هذه الأشياء كلها في اللوح المحفوظ. And he wrote it all in the لوح المحفوظ. ثم الدرجة الثانية. Secondly, you must believe. وهي الإيمان بمشيئة الله, the will of Allah. العامة الشاملة, the general comprehensive will of Allah. لكل الأشياء, of all things, that of all affairs. كل المرادات التي يشاؤها سبحانه. يشاؤها سبحانه, يعني everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, we believe in it. والإيمان بقدرته التي يخلق بها كل الأشياء. And also we believe in the قدرة of Allah, the power of Allah, the ability of Allah, that Allah is all able and all powerful and almighty, العزيز. فما من معدوم أو موجود سابقا أو لاحقا صغيرا أو كبيرا قولا أو فعلا حركة أو سكونا لا تحصل إلا بمشيئة الله. So there isn't any موجود existence, whether it existed in the past or whether it's going to exist now or later, whether it's lit small or big, a speech that is uttered, an action that is done, a movement that occurs, or even sukunan, something not moving, even sukun. لا, it says لا تحصل إلا بمشيئة الله. It doesn't happen except with the will of Allah. يعني even something being still is not still except with the will of Allah. الله أكبر. So something that's still is not still except with the will of Allah, because Allah can remove it, Allah can make it move. And that's why we say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله after the adhan. Why? Because indeed there is no hawl, there is no movement, ولا قوة, and no power except with the will of Allah. You can't even blink except with the will of Allah. You can't breathe except with the will of Allah. You can't walk except with the will of Allah. You can't move except with the will of Allah. You can't wake up in the morning for Salat al-Fajr except with the will of Allah. because Allah made it easy for you. وَإِنَّهُ يَسِيرٌ لِمَنْ يَسَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. You can't even do your ibadat except the will of Allah. That's why we say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. After the adhan, before the salah. Why? You are asking Allah, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, you are asking Allah to help you catch the salah in the jama'ah or whatever. Asking Allah to help you, to make your movement easy, to give you that power and that ability to reach the salah. ولا توجد إلا بخلق الله وإيجاده. Nothing happens, no khalq occurs except with the will of Allah occurring it to happen, occurring it to come into existence. You are by the will of Allah. You came and you were nothing. Kunta adaman. You were without life. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. You are amwat, you are nothing, you are dead. You are without life. هل أتى على الإنسان هل أتى على الإنسان ها الآية صوت الإنسان حين من حين إيش الآية حين من الدهر يوما لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. الله أكبر. يعني there came upon you a time in time when you were not even mentioned. Allah, that verse is great verse. Allah, you were not even mentioned, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you to existence. And Allah didn't bring you to existence for hamalan wala sudan, for anything without cause. Allah gave you a cause for ibadah. بمشيئته وقدرته التي لا يعجزه شيء. ومع ذلك أرسل الله الرسل وأنزل الكتب يكلف العباد بأوامر ونواهي وعقائد وعبادات. No, actually, نعم, it should be. وأنزل الكتب يكلف العباد بأوامر. It's ممنوع من الصرف. بأوامر ونواهي وعقائد وعبادات. وما شاكل ذلك فالمطيع يطيع باختياره وإرادته وذلك لا ينافي مشيئة الله وقدرته. لا ينافي مشيئة الله وقدرته سبحانه وتعالى. So here Sheikh Rabi Hafidhullah says, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His will He sent down messengers and He sent down books and he made it's incumbent upon the people to have this takleef. They are mukallaf, they are responsible to fulfill His commandments and keep away from His prohibitions and to follow His aqaid, those beliefs that Allah has laid down, and the worship, and other than that. فَالْمُطِيعُ, the one who obeys according to his ikhtiyar. Yes, he has a choice, but Allah, that comes under the will of Allah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. And what you will comes under the will of Allah. And Shaykh Rabi Hafidhah was mentioned in Sharia class that his mashi'ah is from his rububiyyah, is from his lordship. So nothing goes away from the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What time is the salah? 20 past. The adhan is? And the adhan? 10 past 10. 5 past 10. Zakallah khair. That means it's close. بِاخْتِيَارِهِ وَإِرَادَتِهِ. So the person has that choice, and that will comes under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it to happen if He wills. وَذَلِكَ لَا يُنَافِ مَشِيئَةَ اللَّهِ وَقُدْرَتَهُ. So that does not negate the mashi'ah of Allah. The fact that you have a choice does not negate that, he says. فَمَنْ أَطَاعَ وَسَلَكَ سَبِيلَ الرُّسُلِ. So whoever obeys and follows the path of the messengers, the honorable messengers, فَجَزَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ, then his reward is paradise. وَمَنْ عَصَى الرُّسُلَ, and whoever disobeys the messengers, وَكَذَّبَهُمْ, and he denies them, وَخَالَفَهُمْ, and he opposes them, حُوسِبَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ, he will also likewise be accountable for that. وَجُوزِيَ عَلَى مِقْدَارِ انْحِرَافِهِ, and he will be recompensed according to the measure or the amount of his deviation. إِنْ كَانَ كَافِرًا فَالنَّارِ, if he is a disbeliever, then he will have the hellfire. خَالِدًا مُخَالِدًا فِيهَا, being in there forever. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْكَبَائِرِ, and he's from, if he's from the ones who've done major sins, يَدْخُلُ تَحْتَ مَشِيئَةِ اللَّهِ, he will be under the will of Allah. إِنْ شَاءَ فَعَنْهِ, if Allah wills, he forgives him. وَإِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَهِ, and if he wills, he punishes him. الشَّاهِدُ, so in summary, what we're trying to say, he says, أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, that the belief in al-qadr is good and bad, لا ينافي القيام والنهوض بالشرائع, does not negate that one should establish, يعني fulfilling the legislation of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له, do deeds, any good deeds, and everyone ميسر will be made easy to that which he has been created for. So Allah created the people of paradise to go to paradise, and the people of hellfire to go to hellfire, based upon a great wisdom. We don't ask how, we don't ask why. Allahu A'lam, this is his wisdom. Hikmah, hikmatun baligha, a wisdom that is, يعني, that is great. We cannot even understand. Maybe we know, maybe we don't know. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has written us from the people of paradise. Because there are people who do good deeds, and it may be towards the end of their life, they turn away. نسأل الله السلامة, نسأل الله الثبات, نسأل الله الثبات, نسأل الله الثبات, نسأل الله الإخلاص, نسأل الله الثبات, نسأل الله أن نموت على التوحيد والسنة. Because this is serious, والله. Because imagine a person dying upon shirk, and he dies upon shirk, and he enters the hellfire forever. نسأل الله السلامة. يعني forever. We're not about يعني one day. And in the hellfire, يعني they will call upon Allah. The kuffar will call upon Allah, and they will say, they will ask Allah, يعني, to reduce the punishment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلمون, you will stay inside there humiliated and don't speak. So when they realize they can't speak to Allah anymore, they call upon the angels, the gatekeepers of paradise, of hellfire. يا مالك ليقضي علينا ربك, they call upon the gatekeeper of hellfire, مالك, and they say, may your Lord destroy us. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So they will call upon the gatekeepers of the hellfire. Ya Malik liyaqdi alayna rabbuk. They want to be destroyed. In this life they don't want to die, but in the hellfire they want to die. They will say, may your Lord destroy us. And Malik will reply to them, innakum makithun. You will be there forever. Makithun, that's your makuth. That's where you're going to stay. That is your abode. Innakum makithun. Why? Because they turned away in this life. Allah gave them the chance. And Allah is from his wisdom, he knows in each and every one of us. So from his wisdom, he will treat us with adl, with justice. Every atom's weight of good, you will see it. And every atom's weight of evil, you will see it. This is no joke, wallah. This is reality. This life is not a joke. This life is reality. So for the disbeliever who will enter the hellfire forever, يعني, you count 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, 50,000 years, 100,000 years, يعني forever. It's not just يعني a small period of time. Forever. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the other verse, they will say to the gatekeepers of hellfire, وَقَالُوا لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمْ أَدْعُ رَبَّكُمْ. They can't even say أَدْعُ رَبُّنَا, you see. They can't even call upon their own Lord. They don't even say call upon our Lord. They will say call upon your Lord. Because خلاص, Allah said to them, اِخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. So they can't, they're so humiliated. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, look at the balagha, look at the greatness of these words that Allah is, that the Quran holds. The great meaning behind this. Look at what Allah is telling you in this Quran. This Quran, which wallahi, if we read it, we will be humbled. If we read it and we ponder over it, we will be humbled. When we read the authority of Allah, the power of Allah, the punishments of Allah and His rewards, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, we will be humbled. We'll be scared to speak without knowledge. We'll be scared to even enter and speak about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless, yani, we are strictly holding tightly to the ulama and being with them and mentioning that which they mention. Sallallahu salama wallah. Sallallahu salama. Has to come from here, from the heart. As Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, he mentioned there's two types of knowledge. Knowledge of the tongue and knowledge of the heart. And although this narration is not authentic, it is correct in meaning. It is correct in meaning. Knowledge of the heart and knowledge of the tongue. As for knowledge of the tongue, then it is data. You can get a computer, can narrate to you 1,000 hadith and ayat. And you may find someone like that. Ayat, hadith, and so on. Walakin, he said, knowledge of the heart is fear of Allah. That is the reality. That is the real knowledge. Khashiyah, al-khawf min Allah Azza wa Jal. Salamatullah. Naam. So he continued, Hafidhullah, and al-Iman, naam. So after that he mentioned, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, فِيمَ الْعَمَلْ, يعني where does action lie? Because they were asking the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about, يعني, the Qadr, the pre-decree. Because they said, بَلْ, let's read the whole narration, أَشَهِدْ أَنَّ الْإِيمَان, نعم, وَقَدْ سَأَلَهُ بَعْضُ النَّاسِ فِيمَ الْعَمَلِ الْيَوْمِ أفيما جفت به الأقلام وجرت به المقادير أم الأمر المستأنف. يعني is the affair, where does actions lie? Is it something that's already been written for us? So they were asking, shall we do deeds? Shall we do good deeds? Shall we continue? Or is it something that's already written and we should just recline? Well, where does actions lie in this case? So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained it to them, بل فيما جفت به الأقلام. He didn't deny that the aqlam, what the pens have written, he didn't deny that the pens wrote. Because this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pen wrote. Allah told the pen to write. What should I write? Write everything that's going to happen. So the fact that the pen wrote was going to happen, the fact that the qadr is already written for you, it doesn't mean, yani, that you should not act. It doesn't mean that you should just recline and khalas. It's already written for me. You hear some people say that. They say, khalas, it's already written for me, so why should I pray? This is what's written for me. Subhanallah. وَجَرَّتْ بِهِ الْمَقَادِيرُ قَالَ فَفِيمَ الْعَمَلُ قَالَ اِعْمَلُوا فَكُلُّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. He said, in reply to their questioning, he said, اِعْمَلُوا, do good deeds. Do deeds, يعني good deeds. فَكُلُّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. So everyone, his affair will be made easy, يعني, for where he's going to go. His affair has been made easy. The actions, if he's from the people of paradise, then the actions of paradise will be made easy for him. The actions that will lead him to Jannah will be made easy for him. And likewise, the one who's destined for the hellfire, the actions of the people of the hellfire will be made easy for him. For he turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَهْلُ السَّعَادَةِ يُسِيرُونَ لِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ السَّعَادَةِ. So the people of happiness, this أَهْلُ السَّعَادَةِ, they will tread that path of أَهْلُ السَّعَادَةِ. They will tread that path of the people of happiness. وَأَهْلُ الشَّقَاوَى, the people of wretchedness and evil doing. Likewise, يُيَسِّرُونَ لِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الشَّقَاوَى. They will also, the affair of actions, or the actions of the people of wretchedness and evil, their actions for them will be made easy for them as well. وَقَوْلُهُ اِعْمَلُ, and he is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying of اِعْمَلُ, do good deeds. يعني اِعْمَلُ بِشَرَعِ اللَّهِ, that do the deeds of Allah's legislation, yani, that do the deeds that Allah has legislated. وَاعْمَلُوا بِمَا جَاءَتْ بِهِ الرُّسُلُ, and act in accordance with what the messengers have come with. أَطِيعُوا الرُّسُلُ, obey the messengers. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ أَعْطَاكَ اخْتِيَارُ, because Allah gave you that choice. وَأَعْطَاكَ قُدْرَةً, and Allah gave you that ability to do that deed, whether it's good or bad. وَأَعْطَاكَ عَقْلًا, and Allah gave you intellect. تُمَيِّزُ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ, such that you can distinguish between the truth and falsehood. وَالْهُدَى وَالْضَلَالِ, such that you can distinguish between guidance and misguidance. وَالطَّاعَ وَالْمَعْصِيَةِ, and obedience and disobedience. وَاللَّهُ يُحَاسِبُكَ عَلَى مَا أَعْطَاكَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْآلَاتِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call you to account with what He has given you from these alats. And Allah, that's a beautiful statement from Shaykh Rabi Hafidhahullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call you to account for what He has given you. Allah gave you eyes, Allah has given you ears, Allah has given you legs, Allah has given you arms, Allah has given you heart, Allah has given you family, Allah has given you many things. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, and if you were to count the bounties of Allah, you will not be able to count it. Allah has given you many things, and all of these things Allah will call you to account for what He has. What did you do with it? What did you do with your eyes and your ears, your hearing, your sight and your tongue? What did you do with it? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did you do with that? Allah gave you legs and your arms, your hands. Allah gave you all that. Your heart. Did you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than everybody? Did you love Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone? Na'am. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you truly believe until I become more beloved to you than your father, يعني your parents, and your children, and your son, your children, and all of mankind. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, do we love him more than that? So the actions of the heart, how is the actions of the heart? And the actions of the heart are so great, ya ikhwan. The actions of the heart, Ibn al-Qayyim wrote many books on it. If you read Wabal al-Sayyib, you'll see how important the heart is. And how important it is. Because you may fall into error. But how is your heart? Are you repentful? Did you realize that action that you have done, no matter how small it is, did you feel in your heart that I have sinned? Did you feel in your heart that this is the case of the believer? He feels his sins are like a mountain ready to fall above his head. As for the hypocrite, he sees his sins like what? Like a fly, he just brushes it off. Hadith Rasulullah ﷺ. Authentic, mentioned in Riyadh al-Salihin. How do we find our actions of the heart? Do we find that that we love to do good deeds? SubhanAllah, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, even your salah here, your salah that you are going to pray, shaitan is jealous of your salah. He hates it when you are new brothers. May Allah reward you, reward us. You've stayed from Maghrib to Isha. It's a great deed in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was our intention with that? What was our intention? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What was our intention for that? For actions that are raised by their intentions. For that intention, if it is sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only for Him. And no one has a share in that. That action is raised even higher because you did it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. Between Maghrib and Isha, the angels supplicating for you, asking Allah to forgive you, because you're waiting for the salah. You're waiting for the salah to arrive. Between the two salawat. This is great indeed in the sight of Allah. You staying after Fajr right until sunrise, and then praying two rakahs after sunrise, the duha. Again, the great reward that you have for that. The great reward, as though you are all night in the prayer, if you prayed Isha and Jama'ah and Fajr and Jama'ah, and you prayed that two rakahs. You get the reward of all night in salah. Just for the Fajr, one narration mentions just for the Fajr and Isha in Jama'ah, you get the reward for the Salat al-Layl. Allahu Akbar. These are great rewards that we can reap and we can gain. So, i'malu, don't fall short from doing good deeds. Don't fall short from talab al-ilm. Don't fall short and feel lazy. i'malu. فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. As Allah mentions in the Quran, for Ahlul Sa'ada, they are the ones who are blessed to do these good deeds. So you find sometimes you find actions are easy for you to do, and sometimes you find it difficult. Ask Allah to make it easy for you. For wallahi, ya ikhwan, this life is not a joke. This life is between you and Allah at the end of the day. So you are going to return to Allah. As Allah says, wa anna maraddana ila Allah. And Allah says, yawma tubla as-sarair. The secrets will become known. So know that nobody is going to get away. And know that it's between you, Allah, and your actions, as the ones going to follow you in the grave. For the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, and we finish with this, that three things follow the dead person: his actions, his family, and his wealth. Ahlahu wa maluhu wa amaluhu. And two of them return and one stays. And that is his actions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we die upon ikhlas, iman, and tawheed and sunnah. We ask Allah to forgive us our shortcomings and make us better than what the people say. We ask Allah to forgive us for what they don't know about us. نسأل الله أن يغفر لنا ويغفر لكم جميعا. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه تواب رحيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.